Shabbos Perek Beis Mishnah Zayin, finishing up the Perek of Bamim Adlikin. Shlosha Dvarim Tzarech Adam Lomar B'soch Beis Erev Shabbos Im Chashecha. There are three things that a person has to say in his home to the members of his household on Erev Shabbos just before it gets dark. Isartem. He should ask the members of the household, have you taken Trumus and Maestras on the produce that we're going to need to eat this Shabbos? Because L'chadchila, you're not supposed to take Trumus and Maestras and separate them during Shabbos. So you have to make sure you did it before Shabbos begins. A Ravtem, have you prepared the Eruv Tchumin, so that you'll be able to walk more than 2,000 Amos from the home, and the Eruv Chatzeros, for the shared courtyard that everybody might want to be able to carry in on Shabbos. Hadliku Asaner, and this one is a command rather than a question, make sure that we light the Shabbos candles. We have to do it in time, because as we mentioned before, lighting the lights in the house for Shabbos is going to help Shalom Bayis. It's going to be covered Shabbos, Onik Shabbos, so make sure that you go light Shabbos candles in time. Safik Hashecha, Safik Ein Hashecha. Is it the period called Bein Hashmashos, twilight, where it's a Safik if we have yet started Shabbos or if it is still daylight for Friday? There are certain things that one shouldn't do out of the Safik that it might be Shabbos. In Ma'asrenes HaVadai, we don't take Maestros from produce that is Vadai Tevel, where we know that Trumas and Maestros have not been taken. And the Mefarshim explained that this is talking about produce that is not necessarily essential for proper enjoyment and eating on Shabbos. It's just extra. You might need it, you might not. If it's something that's absolutely essential, generally the Rabbanan permit you to take Truma and Maestra during the twilight time for this. If you have Kalim that are also not essential for Shabbos, but they become Tameh and have to be brought and immersed in a mikvah, you should not do that during Bein Hashmashos. These are older Rabbanan situations. Bein Madlikin Asaneros, and you are not allowed to light the Shabbos candles anymore, because once you've reached this point of Bein Hashmashos, then we are worried that it is actually Shabbos and you will be over on Malacha. The first two cases are actually the Rabbanans. This one is the Diaraisa of lighting a fire on Shabbos, and so you should not do that. If no light has been lit for Shabbos in this situation, then you can tell a guy to light one, if otherwise the house is going to be completely dark. Aval Ma'asrenes HaDemai, but we do allow the person to take Maestros out of Demai. As we have seen in Seder Zeroyim before, Demai is produce bought from Am Haaretz. We generally believe that they took the Maestros properly, but we're not 100% sure. So we take extra Maestro out of Demai just in case, if you're a Chaver, if you're a devout person. The Rabbanan said that in the case of Demai, because the Maestros may have originally been taken out, and what you're separating out is just this extra Chumrah, then we allow you to do that during Bein Hashmashos, when we're doubled out. Doubt if Maestros were taken out, and doubt if it's necessarily completely Shabbos yet. Uma Arvin, you can make the Eruv Chatzeros during the time of Bein Hashmashos. The problem of carrying to a common courtyard that is shared is only Durabanan, and not Midyaraisa, and so as a result, it's not really repairing anything by make this Eruv Bein Hashmashos, and it's not necessarily that you're doing a Malacha, especially at this time of doubt. V'tomne Nesachamin, and we allow you to insulate hot food, insulating or covering hot food on Friday to keep, be kept warm on Shabbos is an issue if you're going to increase the heat of the food. What you're worried is that they'll perform a malacha of cooking to try to increase the heat to cook it more. If all you're doing is preserving heat that already is in the pot, and the pots are still hot at this point on Erev Shabbos Bein Hashmashos, then insulating it isn't really going to be any kind of additional malacha, and you can do it to help keep the food hot as much as possible over Shabbos. Perek Gimel of Masechta Shabbos begins with the Malacha of cooking. There are two issues when it comes to cooking. If you have a pot that is hot on Shabbos, you can do what they call Shehia, which is leaving it on the fire, or you can do Hatmana, which we mentioned in the previous Mishnah, of insulating it to preserve the heat. And so the Rabbana begin, Kira, if you have a double stove, it's set into the ground and there's room for two pots and the fire is underneath. So it's more like a stovetop like we have now, as opposed to a tanur where you put things inside it. Some others explain that even this Kira is a kind of circle that is open at the top and on one side, and you can put two pots in it, which can be put on top of the stove or even inside the stove. So if you have this Kira, Shisikuha Bekasha Begavava, that was heated up as fuel with straw or with stubble. Straw is the top part of the stalk, stubble is the lower part of the stalk, which is attached to the ground. So you use this kind of straw or little tiny wood chips, rakings, that fueled the kira. Nosna Leha Tafshil. You can put cooked food on top of it on Friday so that it remains hot on Shabbos. There are going to be no coals formed by straw. They are consumed and they completely burn out. So the fear that you would stir the coals to try to increase the heat doesn't exist for this kind of straw. On the other hand, begefes. Gefes is what they call mark, M-A-R-C, which is the remainder after you press fruits. You had olive or sesame oil, and you crushed everything down, and there's residue that you can use for fuel. And if that was the fuel, uve eitzim, or if the double kiro was heated with wood, lo yitain, then you cannot place cooked food on top of it on Erev Shabbos to keep it there for Shabbos, because the wood or this mark substance is going to produce coals. And once it forms kind of a crust, kind of a blackened coal crust on the bottom, what we're worried is that it'll forget it's Shabbos and it'll start stirring the coals around to try to heat the food more. Ad sheyigrof, unless he has swept away the coals. Once the coals are completely removed, and so what you have is this double stove that's still warm from the coals that used to be in it, then you can put the pot on top of it because there's nothing to stir on Shabbos. Oh, ad sheyitein ha'efer, or until he puts ashes over the burning coals, which are going to diminish the heat and are going to remind people that you should not stir the coals to try to warm things up. Shehiyah is going to be a problem if you're going to stir the coals. If there's no coals to stir or if they're covered, then that's not a problem. Beishamai omrim chamin. Beishamai says that this rule that you're allowed to use the coals there applies only to hot water. Since the water does not need additional cooking, you're not worried about stirring the coals, avalo tavshil. But not like the Tanakama, who said that you could put a tavshil on top. Beishamai says you can't put them under any conditions. We're worried there are still some embers there of some kind. And as a result, we say that we should not allow you to put a tavshil on top of it. Well, Beis Hillel omrim chamin b'tavshil. Beis Hillel say that you could put hot water there or some kind of cooked food, because in those cases, what we say is that once you swept everything aside, once you covered it with dust, you are not worried that somebody's going to come to do more stirring of the coals on Shabbos. In fact, increasing the heat would be bad for the food in such a situation, according to Beis Hillel. And so as a result, we don't have to take the precautions, and shehiyah will be allowed. Beis Shammai omrim notlin aval lo machzirin. Beis Shammai say furthermore, besides saying that the rule of the Mishnah only applies to hot water, it also applies only to leaving hot water over this kira. If you remove it, you are not allowed to put it back afterwards. Even though there's no necessarily cooking that's going to take place here, you can't replace it. You can't put it back. Beis Hillel omrim af mafzirin. Beis Hillel say, once you've swept everything clear of the coals, or you covered it with ash, not only can you leave hot water or tavshil on top of the kira, but you can even put them back after you took them off, as long as you were holding the pot in your hand and didn't put it down. Once you put it down and let go of it, then forget it. You can't put it back there. It's going to look like you're cooking l'chatchila on Shabbos. And so we don't allow you to do that sort of thing. This is the Mishnah as described according to the Rabbanon, and this is the most basic interpretation. The Gemara has a different interpretation by the Tanna named Chananya, who holds that it's going to be a different kind of way of interpreting the Mishnah, but we'll go with the basic understanding of Shehiyah according to the Rabbanon.